If you can demonstrate vulnerability inside of your marketing message and you can articulate exactly what they're going through in detail, you will never go hungry again.
Welcome to The Daily Path. Every single day, I'll be sharing the raw truths about my lessons, insights, as well as my mistakes and what it takes to build a million-dollar movement. Each episode will deep dive into the unfiltered world of marketing, sales, leadership, and the crazy shit that happens inside of my mind as I navigate my way through the chaos and step outside of my comfort zone. So take notes, strap in, and subscribe.
I want to come on and share something with you guys that I've noticed over the years, and it's something that not a lot of coaches do. And if you're able to deploy this inside of your business, you're going to sweep more of the marketplace. So today's topic is going to be based around how to connect with your prospects on a deeper level. And so as you and I both know, your prospects don't really care about the fact that you're 4% body fat. They don't really care about the fact that you've got an ISSA sports science nutritionist certification. What your prospects care about more than anything else in this world is being understood on a deeper level. They want somebody that actually understands what they're going through beneath the weight loss and someone who can actually articulate that to let their prospects know that, hey, shit, if this guy understands my problem so well, he must have the solution. Like, he must have the solution. And that's why inside of FitPro University, the very first step before we go into the funnels, you know, the email sequences, the automations, the ads, etc., is we get our clients to conduct some deep market research around who their ideal client is. So, you know, they go into Google forums and YouTube video comments and Amazon book reviews and askthepublic.com and Reddit and Quora. And what they're doing is they're looking for patterns. They're looking for common patterns that keep coming up time and time again for their ideal client in terms of a common pattern of pain, a common pattern of desire, a common pattern of fear, and a common pattern of like objections that continue to come up. And so once we've done all of this market research, we now have marketing ammunition that we can then deploy inside of our ad copy to be able to articulate that to our prospects in order for them to say, holy shit, how does he or she understand me so well? If they know my problem so well, they must have the solution to that problem. And most of the coaching industry teaches online fitness coaches how to market by basically marketing, you know, bells and whistles. It's just like features and benefits, bells and whistles. You're going to get, you know, 24/7 support. You're going to get personalized nutrition programs. You're going to get personalized exercise programs and a private group. And apparently that's the value. Where the real value is making your prospects see the bigger picture in terms of what your program is going to do for them. And so if you can remove weight loss from your marketing message and market a deeper problem than weight loss, where yes, you do help them lose weight inside of the process to getting to the bigger result, but it's not the core of the marketing message, what that's going to do is it's going to increase the perception of value in terms of the eyes of the prospect, and they're going to be more likely to pay higher ticket to solve that problem. For example, if you're just marketing weight loss, a prospect is going to see that. And in the meantime, they're also going to see Joseph Rakic marketing a program for $7 a week or $7 a month. And so they're going to be shopping based on price. Whereas if you are an expert at solving a deeper problem than weight loss, whether it's helping a father become a better role model for his kids or helping a father get his sex life back on track with his partner or help a postnatal woman get her pre-baby body back and actually love the skin she's in again, if you can market a deeper problem and you can articulate it in detail, you're going to position yourself as an expert inside of the marketplace, and you're going to create this increased perception of value in the eyes of the prospect, where they're going to be more likely to fork out $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, you know, for 16 weeks of coaching. So step number one is actually understanding your prospects by doing market research and not skipping over that and not thinking that the value inside of your marketing process is inside of the funnels or the automations or the email sequences. Because if you have a shit offer and then you put more ad spend behind that shit offer, it's just an amplified shitty offer, right? You need to really understand what your prospects are going through at a deeper level, because you are competing with everyone else in the marketplace that is working with the same niche. Whether you want to come to that conclusion or not, whether you understand it or not, you are actually in competition with every single other person inside of the marketplace that is marketing to the exact same audience. So it's not the person who's the most shredded who wins the market. It's the one who can actually articulate what their market is going through at a very deep level. If I was just to say to online fitness coaches inside of an ad, hey, I'm going to help you grow your business by using ManyChat or by using ClickFunnels, and I'm marketing the process, people aren't going to resonate with that. But if I say, hey, look, every single day, you're sending hundreds of cold DMs, you're adding random strangers from Facebook groups, right? And you're posting endless content, hoping and praying that somebody comments on it so that you can then slide into the DMs, start a conversation, hey, great to connect, build some rapport and then play the numbers game. They're like, holy shit, that's exactly what I'm going through. He must have the solution to my problem. But if your marketing is surface level, then you're going to get surface level results. Big results come from really understanding your market. So that's number one, is understanding your market. Number two is demonstrating vulnerability with your audience so that they understand that, like, holy shit, Bradley's been exactly where I am right now. If you can throw yourself under the bus and be vulnerable and share a story that relates to where your prospect is right now inside of their pain, they're going to be like, wow, this guy actually really does understand what I'm going through. And they're going to say, Bradley, I'm feeling the way that you were feeling. How do I change? And then Bradley's going to say, cool, I'm on the other side of the fence now. Come follow me and I'll show you the way out. So for an example, if you're working with mothers, you, instead of a marketing message saying, hey, look, if you're a mum who wants to lose weight, let me help you join my coaching program. A better way to approach that would be like, hey, if you're a mum who's watching this right now and you're giving all of your time, your effort, your energy to your kids and your partner, and you're putting your own needs on the back burner, so much so that over the years you've put on 10 to 20 kilos and right now you're lacking love for yourself, then I want to help. Hi, my name is Sally, and not too long ago, I was in the exact same position. I had just given birth to twins, and before I knew it, I had lost my identity throughout motherhood. I found myself giving everything to everybody else and forgetting about myself. I lost myself in the process. 12 months had passed, I had gained 30 kilos, and I was the unhappiest I had ever been inside of my life. And it's not until I discovered XYZ did XYZ completely change me. I found myself 20 kilos lighter, feeling more confident than ever. My sex life with my partner was better than it ever had been. And now I'm looking for 10 mums who want to change this month, who are feeling the same way. If you can demonstrate vulnerability inside of your marketing message and you can articulate exactly what they're going through in detail, you will never go hungry again. A lot of people look at, like, you know, do I run a webinar or do I run a challenge or do I drive people to a Facebook group or do I drive them to ClickFunnels, to a direct call to action funnel, or like, where do I take them? And it's like, you can simply take them anywhere you want, as long as you have a compelling offer and you're able to articulate a marketing message that speaks to your prospect's heart, that doesn't speak to their head, but speaks to their heart. Then it doesn't matter where you drive them. It's just a game of analyzing and optimizing data and conversions right across the board to unblock those bottlenecks. So what I would recommend, if you're watching this, is to timeline yourself from 0 years old and every single year just write out some big events that have happened inside of your life that have shaped who you are today. And then find some of those big events, those big moments of adversity and those challenges that you've been through, and then think about it from the mind of the prospect and ask yourself, do I have some sort of story that I could share with my prospects in order to connect with them on a deeper level and make them see that, hey, like, I'm a real fucking human being as well. And I've been exactly where you are right now. I'm on the other side of the fence. I've found a solution. And now I want to give you that solution. This is why I am so, so, so passionate about working with online fitness coaches who are like the underdogs, right? Who aren't like massive influencers with hundreds of thousands of followers, because that was me. Like, I grew a $1 million online fitness business with about 3,000 followers on Instagram. I didn't post a single piece of content. I didn't send a single cold DM. I did none of that stuff. And throughout my entire life, like 16 years old, I got caught up with a bad crowd. I got sent to a different country on my own, no family, standing off at Sydney Airport by myself, like feeling like nobody gave a shit about me, trying to be independent, trying to stay there to prove something to my parents. And then after 2 years, I was in a really bad spot. I was bawling my eyes out to my dad on a payphone saying, hey, please bring me back home. I'm so sorry. He brought me back home, got into boxing, 21 years old, mother died, depression, drugs, alcoholic abuse, going through all of that shit, having my house shot at when I was in Australia. Like, I've been through so much stuff. And so the pain that I experience when I articulate that, when I see somebody else who has been through pain and adversity and challenges, like, it resonates with me like a motherfucker. Like, I really resonate with that because I understand what that's like. And I've used that pain that I've been through inside of the past to help me through challenges. It's built grit and resilience and work ethic and discipline and this just ability to keep fucking moving forward no matter what. And so when I hear somebody that's got a massive past and huge challenges and adversities that they overcome, I'm just like, wow, that's amazing. Like, I really connect with that. So in terms of your ideal clients, who do you connect with the most and who can you relate to the most? When it comes to finding a winning audience, this is the formula. Are they in pain? Do they have an urgent, pressing pain that they want to solve right now? The difference between helping a powerlifter increase their one max rep by 5 kilos as opposed to helping a father who's depressed, whose sex life is on rocky waters, who's gained 30 kilos, very different pain point. The guy who's 30 kilos overweight, who's depressed, he has an urgent pressing pain point. So that's number one. Do they have an urgent pressing pain that they want to solve right now? Number two, is it a growing market? Are there more people coming into that market that are suffering from the exact same problem? Number three, are they easy to target on Facebook? When we go to launch ads, are they easy to target inside of the demographic interest section? Number four, do they have buying power? I've seen coaches that want to work with, you know, 17-year-old athletes, helping them go from average to elite, which is great. But are they in a deep enough pain in order for you to charge $1,500 to solve that problem? Is it a growing market? But more importantly, do they have buying power at 17 years old? Probably not. And then most importantly of all is, can you relate to them? Can you connect with these people on a deeper level? Because you've experienced the exact same pains and problems that they've been through inside of the past that you've now overcome. So you understand exactly what's going on inside of their mind, exactly a day inside of their world. Really, really crazy. I see a lot of online fitness coaches that just have like a one-liner inside of their bio. And then you just look at all of their content and it's just content about themselves working out or just like voiceovers or TikToks pointing to things on the screen, talking about nutrition, and it's super surface level. And it's like if every single person is posting the same type of Alex Hormozi style content, if every single person is reaching out in the DMs with a similar opening one-liner, right? If every single person on Facebook and Instagram is doing the same thing, then how do you stand out? You can't stand out if you're marketing surface level shit. You can't stand out if you're doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. The reality is that 90% of online fitness coaches are absolutely broke and struggling. But not many of them want to come to terms with that because of the ego that's inside of this industry, right? We don't like to be wrong. We don't want to admit that we're failing or we're not where we want to be. But that's just the reality. If you want to change your situation, you need to start taking feedback on board, really dialing in your message, your offer. Spend 1 week doing market research around your ideal client and exactly what they're going through. Timeline your own life from 0 years old to where you are right now and write out the big events that have happened, the big adversities and challenges that you've overcome, and then have the ability to articulate that to your ideal clients in detail and then throw yourself under the bus and stack those two things together. And I guarantee you, you will never have a problem with lead generation ever again. It's not the funnel that's the problem. It's the offer that's the problem. And if you're trying to market a shitty offer, if you're trying to put more ad spend behind a shitty offer, it's just going to amplify the shitty offer. It's like throwing money down the drain.